The next patient is Eleuterio Rojas. First name, E, L like in Lima, E, U, T like in Tango, E, R like in Roger, I, O. First name, last name, Rojas, R, O, J, like A, S, R, O, J, A, S. Eleuterio Rojas. This is a clinical case of a 49 Mexican male who in two separate occasions developed acute kidney injury related to rhabdomyolysis. Period. When discharged from the hospital, the patient was sent to this office by the by Mr. David Blalock, B-L-A-L-O-C-K, APRN, for further evaluation. At the time of the first visit, the serum creatinine was 2.56. There was elevation of the CPK. There was no evidence of proteinuria. The patient was ordered follow-up laboratory workup, and it was done on the 25th of August of the year 2023. The patient has a serum creatinine of 0.66, the BUN of 12, the estimated GFR 15, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. The hemoglobin is 13.9. In the lipid profile, this patient dropped the cholesterol from 200 and uh, 66 to 149. My concern is if this atorvastatin could be a contributory factor to the myositis and increase in the CPK. I am going to ask the patient to reduce the dose to every other day or five times. And I am going to ask the primary, Mr. Blalock, to follow the CPK and the kidney function. Following number, the patient has pituitary adenoma that is followed at Tampa General Hospital. The manifestation, the initial manifestation was alterations in the vision, period. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control with the administration of lisinopril. In summary, this patient has a completely normal kidney function, a CKD stage 2, without evidence of proteinuria. For that reason, I'm going to send him back to the primary for the continued follow-up with the above specifications. Period, if in any time the patient needs to be reevaluated, we will do it gladly. I spend 7 minutes in the review of the laboratory workup, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.